following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
Good evening and welcome to Ravens Report. Jerry Sandusky with you in the hallway at the Ravens team facility where the organization celebrates the photos of its 8 playoff teams in the franchise's history. And if you're one of our regular viewers, you may recall last year we came into this hallway when the Ravens turned their attention to focusing on hanging this photo, the 2011 AFC North champions, on the wall. And as we turn our attention to Sunday's game against the Steelers, the playoffs fall back into focus again. If the Ravens beat Pittsburgh on Sunday and the Bengals help out with a loss, the Ravens will clinch the AFC North for a second year in a row. And this game comes at the perfect time of the year, the start of December. You see, since John Harbaugh arrived, in the months of December and January, the Ravens have a regular season record of 14-5. And as a coach will tell you, the secret to the success, just old-fashioned, consistent, year-round hard work.
Our guys work hard all year, and the program is built for success in December and January, you know, and we'd like to probably say February at some point in time here real soon. But the idea is that we can get better every single day. We can get 1% better a day. That's our goal. Our goal is to get better. The whole idea, the foundation of that is you're either getting better or you're getting worse. You never stay the same. When you think you're going to put it in cruise control and just stay the same and maintain and all that kind of stuff, whether it be in the weight room or classroom or on the field, then you're going to get worse. And that's just not acceptable. That's not okay. Our guys will not stand for that. And because they're willing to work so hard every day, they get better, and then we're at our best at the end of the season.
On Wednesday, you know, Ed Reed pulled me aside on practice, and he said, "Come here, Jones, let me talk to you." And he pulled me aside of practice and said, "You know, I challenge you." He's like, "You know, I need you to dominate." He said, "From here on out, for the stretch, he said, I need you to step up." And anytime a great player comes talk to you like that, you know, challenge you like that, you know, you want to respond.
We have tremendous leadership. And it's the obvious guys. Ed Reed's an obvious example of that, you know, and the thing he did with Art Jones this past week in terms of challenging Art to be the very best player he could possibly be, and Art responding the way he did. That just reinforcing. And, you know, Art and all those guys are going to work as hard as they can anyway. But when they know a guy like that, a veteran, you know, leader who's been around, who knows what it takes, is, takes notice of them, puts their arm around them and says, "Hey, I care about you and I want you to be great." I mean, who wouldn't respond to something like that, you know, if you've got what it takes.
25 fumbles the ball. It's loose at the 28-yard line. And the Ravens have a shot at the ball. Still loose. And the Ravens have recovered at the 20-yard line of the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, the coverage teams have played well. And they played well in this game. And anytime you can keep an offense backed up as much as possible, maximize field position, not give them, you know, one of the goals of the punt return team is to have one free first down. You know, if you can get 10 yards on your first punt return, that's the equivalent of one first down. That's one less first down that the offense has to accomplish. Kickoff return, just getting it to the 20 is a plus nowadays, but if you get it out to the 30, that's easily a whole first down, and that's really a good start. And now the offense can be a little more aggressive. They're not backed up. There's less chance for, you know, a disastrous type play. I think people underestimate how valuable those guys are, and our guys have been playing great, and it's a lot of fun watching those guys operate. It's really encouraging for our players, for our coaches, you know. That's something that really means a lot, the fact that, and it's not everywhere. I mean, we go to Pittsburgh, there's not very many people there. Not that they're not trying to get in there. And there's not many Steelers fans in our stadium either. You know, that speaks to the fan base, you know. And the fact that we go to a place like San Diego or Kansas City and some of the places we've been, and there's such a huge following. And you're right, it's getting bigger every single year. That is very encouraging. You know, that means that our guys, our players, are the type of players and people that fans anywhere can relate to. And fans say, "You know what, I want to be a fan of that team. Because I like Ray Lewis, or I like Joe Flacco, or any one of our other guys. I like what they stand for." That's what it's all about, you know, and that's something. This organization's a great organization. We have a great owner. You know, we have an owner that believes in the right things. You know, he believes in people. You know, he believes in treating people the right way. And, you know, to me, it shows through everybody here. And, you know, people on the outside, it seems like, are really taking notice of that.
Come on, come on. Come on, come on.
Well, it definitely is a neighborhood rivalry because it's not that far a drive, is it? And you've got two cities that are so similar, great football towns that basically think very much alike, you know. I like the idea of playing so close together because that's what we're doing this year. You know, it's what we're up against, and it's a great thing. It's different than anything we've done before. So, you know, we're playing them this week, and I'm looking forward to it. And I know all of our players feel the same way.
Only once in the last 11 head-to-head meetings between the Ravens and the Steelers has the outcome of the game come down to more than a touchdown. That game, the season opener in 2011, and that team went on to win the AFC North. The Ravens know that winning a lopsided game against the Steelers comes down to big plays from guys like Terrell Suggs.
Ravens up 7-0. Ravens rush 4. Roethlisberger hit and sacked. Ball comes loose at the 37-yard line, and Haloti Ngata has recovered it. The Ravens force the first turnover of the season.
I'll be the first to tell you that, you know, pass rushing and guys getting sacks is not a one-man deal. You know, Haloti Ngata, he's been playing his tail off for us.
Terrell Suggs does a lot of the things himself. He's a great player. I feel so lucky to be around a lot of greatness on our team.
What'd you do on that play?
Hey, Doug.
Came under you. I knew they was fanning to us.
Doug. Yeah, he's on point.
One play at a time.
Roethlisberger, 8 of 15 in the first half for only 60 yards. One touchdown. Hand up, huge hit. Haloti Ngata forces the ball loose from Mendenhall. And the Ravens have recovered to open the third quarter.
The guard and tackle let me go. And so when that happened, I just hit it hard. And I knew they were running that sprint draw quite a bit because that's the play that really just got some yards on us in the first half. So when I saw that handoff coming off, I knew if I can get there, disrupt that, I can, you know, cause a fumble, and I did, and the ball rolled the right way, and I was able to recover it.
Roethlisberger's pass deflected, intercepted, Ray Lewis has it, and he's taken down to the 17-yard line by Rashard Mendenhall. Roethlisberger fakes the end around, sidesteps a sack, lost the ball, and it's intercepted by Ed Reed in the goal line. Brings it out to the 10-yard line, and he'll be spun down there.
That's what you do. You keep playing one play. You just keep playing one play. They make their play. We cut it off. We play the next play.
I can't play off pump pressure. I got
LaQuan in there. This is the 2011 race. We have not been here before.
New day.
Exactly right.
New day.
That's what the season is all about.
All things old.
All things.
They say put away old things. Put him away.
First and 10 at the Ravens 20. Roethlisberger to throw. He's in trouble. Scrambling to his left. Looking. Throws. And it's intercepted. Ed Reed's got another one inside the 10. He brings it out to the 15. Spins to the 20.
It ain't over yet.
Roethlisberger pumps once. Steps up. Sidesteps the tackle, throws complete, and the Weldy Moore has it, 30-yard line, still at his feet, 20. And he's finally taken down from behind. Ball comes loose after he's tackled by Ray Lewis, but they'll say the ground caused the fumble.
After reviewing the play, the runner was not down by contact. There was a fumble, clearly recovered by a Baltimore player.
Hey, you got two other guys right beside you. You got to pick it up and go.
Hell no, I'm trying to play.
You good, my dude?
Here comes blitz pressure. Roethlisberger stepping up, has the ball stripped. It's loose, free inside the 10-yard line, and the Ravens have come up with it. The Ravens have come up with it, forcing a seventh turnover.
I, when it came to the fourth quarter, you know, our offense was driving the ball, running the clock. I was like, all right, I ain't going to get it this game. So I was just like, and then, you know, we got another opportunity, and I was like, I make him get it. And then I just went out there and Chuck called a perfect play for it, you know, and I got the strip fumble. I had to do it today against this team in the opener, you know. So I, all hands out to the city of Baltimore and our M&T Bank fans.
Still to come on Ravens Report, linebacker Terrell Suggs takes his game to a new level against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we have the game tape to back that statement up when we come right back.
AAA's presentation of Ravens Report is brought to you by AAA, a proud partner of the Baltimore Ravens.
by M&T Bank, the official bank of the Baltimore Ravens, and by MedStar Health. Knowledge and compassion focused on you.